Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, we start this show by telling you that you are amazing. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for the good reviews. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you for being good, decent, hardworking human beings that that allow me to make a bunch of money and keep my wife happy. Remember, if you're listening to the podcast on the YouTube channel, we have a you can download it on iTunes. If you listen to iTunes, you can go to the YouTube channel. We're everywhere. Check it out. All the good stuff's at growmycleaningcompany.com. Today, we are chatting with Alejandro Greer Coronado from the Clean Fairies. Clean Fairies serve both Long Beach, California and Dalton, Georgia with residential cleaning services. If you want to reach out to Alejandro and his team, you can hold them at www.thecleanfairies.com. Alejandro, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, I'm just going to go right to it. What on God's green earth is going on with Long Beach, California, and Dalton, Georgia? I'm already confused.
Well, let's start with the Long Beach, California location. Long Beach one, I started that one in 2012.
Okay.
And now it's self-running. Everything's perfect. You know, book online, pay online, schedule online. Everything's perfectly ran. I have a manager, quality control person out there that takes care of all the clients' information and everything else.
Beautiful.
Now, the Dalton, Georgia, just started it. It's on crutches. I'm trying to bring it up.
Okay. And you say out there, that would lead me to believe you live in Dalton, not in Long Beach.
Correct. I live in Dalton, Georgia right now because I am a cleaner / owner out here in Dalton. In Long Beach, I'm just the owner.
I like that. I like the long, right off the bat, I like Long Beach better than Dalton. So did something happen in your life to make you move? I mean, I don't know anyone that just wakes up in Long Beach, California. No offense, Dalton, Georgia. I'm sure I love the South, but short on beaches, short on perfect weather. What on God's green earth made you wake up and be like, I must move to Georgia?
Oh, Jesus. Everybody asked me the same question. You know what? Dalton's not bad. Dalton, next to Chattanooga, close enough to Atlanta. Okay. Eight different locations out here. I've actually did the research of how many cleaning companies out here. There's about 2-3 in the area.
And just, you know, Atlanta is a phenomenal market for cleaning.
Correct.
Yeah. And I love Georgia. I'm not knocking it. It's just a random, like, I get, you're like, oh, I wanted to go north, so I went to San Francisco. Or, you know, there's too much in L.A., so I went to San Diego. But Dalton, like, did you know somebody out there?
My partner got a job out of here, and
there
I was like, let's do it. It's like, I could open a job out there. You know, you run your own company. I could run my own. We'll figure something out. You know, I go to Long Beach. I'm actually flying back to Long Beach tomorrow,
okay,
or the weekend.
All right, so
check everything out. So it's not anything bad.
All right, but you're in a relationship. That person,
correct,
had got a job. Okay, because it just seemed random. Like, I have no problem with Dalton. It's just that, like, I've never heard of it. So now I understand. You're like, okay, I'm with somebody. He got a job. Blah, blah, blah. Life's good. All right. I can sleep at night.
That's good.
I was not going to be able to sleep at night. I was like, why Dalton? I don't understand. There's nothing wrong with Dalton, but why would you do that? Now
it's,
I get
amazing,
it.
Amazing out here. You should try it out.
I have been to the South, and I love the South. I've zero Dalton, Atlanta. I love all of Georgia. You're the first person I've met that has said, I lived in Long Beach, and I woke up one day and said, I will move to Dalton. So I don't know why. I'm
curious. That's exactly what happened. And I was like, I'm okay with it. You know, I could create something. I did it once. I could do it again.
Yeah, no, man, I love it. So how long you been out in Dalton / with the new business?
I just opened it up 3 months ago, to be honest.
Oh, goodness.
In the Dalton area.
And how long did it take you to get?
We have about 15 clients.
Okay, so about 15 clients. How long did it take you to build the California location?
It took me literally 8 months to get into the 100 client mark.
Okay. So, well, and again, 100 clients is great. I'm more impressed with the autonomy. You being able to say, yeah, I'm leaving, keep running it. And you've been here now, what'd you say, 4 or 5 months? And it's running just fine without you.
I've been in Georgia for a year, but the Long Beach location's been running by itself. I just decided to literally open the Georgia Dalton location.
Got it. Okay, so you got, what I hear is you got bored and you're like, I don't have enough stress in my life. I'll open another cleaning company.
Pretty much. There you go. That's
good, good.
Exactly what it is.
So you're an insane entrepreneur like myself, and I'm guessing like a better large portion of the audience. Good. We're all crazy. We're all in the same boat. We can move forward.
Who needs hair anyways?
Yeah, exactly. Please, that's for chumps and worker bees. That's entrepreneurs. We that's not for us.
Oh, I could add that on. Yeah, I could add that on. could do that. Let's try it.
Yeah, why not? I'm happy. I've got plenty of money. I'm in a beautiful place. Why not make my life miserable and hire a bunch of people to drive me crazy?
Yeah. So, I only get 2 hours of sleep a night. That's okay.
Yeah,
well, I'll get one.
Sleep's for old people. All right. So what's going on in Dalton or in your world that I can help you with today, Alejandro?
There's one thing, the franchising.
Okay.
I've got an email this morning about, you know, people have been looking at our company for quite some time now, especially the Long Beach location, about our reviews, our clientele, and everything else. Sure. And they've actually asked me if I wanted to franchise the company.
Who's
and
they?
And I'm not opposed to it. But
who's they? Someone wanting to buy a franchise or someone trying to sell you franchising correct. Services?
Well, I've gone three different things. Somebody wanting to buy the company from me.
Okay.
Somebody wanting to buy a franchise from me. And,
got it.
And a company offering us to franchise.
Got it. Okay.
So, three.
Perfect. So I would not pay any attention to the people wanting to sell you franchising services because obviously they have a dog in the fight, right? So they want you to buy their right. services. So they want you to franchise. I'm not saying you shouldn't use those services if you choose to franchise. I'm just saying they don't get a ton of, or they get a little bit of vote in the should you franchise, but we're going to take everything they say with a grain of salt, understanding they're obviously biased, right? Like, I have no dog in the fight. I'm going to give you feedback and I'll make the exact same $0 whether you build a franchise or don't. But the guy that's selling franchise services, obviously we're going to look at his data, not exclude it, but we're just going to kind of understand, all right, he's coming from his perspective. Let's weigh it out with some other perspectives. Fair?
Fair.
Okay, cool. The person that asks, hey, can I buy a franchise? Also with a grain of salt, right? Because there's a difference between, hey, can I buy a franchise? And yeah, absolutely. Give me $43,000. Whoa, slow this thing. Hold on. Everything's changes, right? So there's a difference between, hey, Francisco, I'd love to buy your company. And here's a cashier's check, right? Totally different scenarios. So all those could be good sources of information. I'm not saying don't pay attention to them. I'm just saying those are not the word of God by any stretch. Those are certain people with certain perspectives/agendas that may or may not work with yours. And we want to try and make sure we have data from lots of different sources. And at least one of them being someone who's not trying to sell you something or buy something from you or, you know, doesn't have anything to win. Fair?
Okay. Fair.
Cool. All right. So that said, you've got a couple options. There is, so franchise, and I love that you're like, I'm Dalton, Georgia in Long Beach. It's just so incongruous to me. I've got guys that are like New Jersey, New York, or San Francisco, LA. Like that's common. I just have no one that's like one random city and another random city in another part of the world. Just random. Like you're the only one I've talked to that's got that. So I love it. So I guess what I always want to say is let's start with the end and work backwards. And we're going to talk specifically to you, but Cleaning Nation, I want you to do the same thing. Because a lot of people, for whatever reason, and I was the same way, get real turned on by multiple locations. Like, oh, it's super sexy to have, you know, five locations. Or I want to go nationwide or what. And there's nothing wrong with that. The only thing wrong with that is wanting this result over here, but using a plan that's not going to get you that result. So same with franchising. It's super sexy, in my humble opinion, right? For me, it'd be like, that's a big ego boost. I've got 60 franchises or whatever. It makes me feel like a big deal. Which is fine. Like let's acknowledge it. There's nothing wrong with that. Let's not pretend that we don't have emotions and as entrepreneurs, we don't have pride and we want to point to this thing and go, look what I built. But we just want to go in eyes wide open and make sure we're willing to pay the price to get that result. Is that making any sense or am I just talking insanity right now?
No, it's making sense.
Okay. So first and foremost,
and I get where you're coming from.
Yeah. So first and foremost, we got to look at what Alejandro wants his life to look like. And that would be more of a one-on-one conversation. Obviously, I'm not going to be like, tell me about your childhood, like in front of God and everybody here on the podcast. But the step that you would take without me is, or, you know, with a coach, or it doesn't have to be, you know, certainly not online on a podcast, but in private with someone that you trust, walking through what do you want your life to be like in terms of time and in terms of money? Because people I found when I coach them don't really want big companies. They want the result that they think that company will provide them. So they're like, they say, I want a $10 million company. I want to be in 20 cities. And when I really get down to it, that's not what they want. They want the ability to retire or give their kids something or buy nice houses or travel whenever they want without having to worry. Or they want other things. And they just assume, well, if I had a franchise or if I had 20 locations or if I had a $10 million business, whatever, the fill in the blank, if I had that, then I would get this thing that I really want. The problem is they pursue the heck out of that and then they wake up and go, I hate my business. It is big, but I don't have the cash flow and I'm not free and it's just miserable and I don't have the life that I want. So definitely don't want you to do that. So step one is understanding clearly what you want your life to be like in terms of time and money. Doesn't matter if you have a bunch of money, but you hate your life. Certainly doesn't matter if you're free. You know, you could quit now and have nothing and, you know, not have any money, but you'd be free as a bird. So you want to kind of leverage that. How much income do I need? What kind of net worth am I looking for? And then what do I want my life to be like, right? Do you love working? Do you love traveling and hate working? So that's kind of the first step. Once you've done that, I can kind of give you some insight into my perspective of what a franchise might look like, what multiple locations might look like, and then kind of on your own or with a coach offline, you could walk through which one of, you know, kind of how to match up those dots. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay, because it would be horribly unfair for me to go, franchises, categorically good. You should absolutely franchise. Like, that's insane. Some people would have a very good experience. Some people have a terrible experience, but it really depends on what you want. So the big mistake I see people making on the new end is thinking, I'll give you the small one and then that doesn't seem to relate, and then I'll relate it to the big one. The big one is, I know how to clean really well, therefore I will be the good owner of a cleaning company. People make that mistake all the time. The skill set required to own a cleaning company is very different than the skill set required to clean. To be able to clean, correct, you must be able to clean. To own a cleaning company, the two skill sets you really need are the ability to attract clients and the ability to attract employees. That's really it. That's the first mistake you could make. Doesn't sound like you've made that. The second mistake you could make in franchising is, I'm a really good operator of a cleaning company, therefore I would be a really good franchisor. Very different skill sets. So just like because you can clean doesn't mean you can own a cleaning business. Because you can operate doesn't mean you can be a franchise. I should say can be. You can do whatever you want. This is America, baby. But doesn't mean you'd be a good fit for a franchisor. So just as when people are cleaning and they're like, should I own a business? I'm like, I don't know. But let me tell you kind of what owning a business looks like. And if that life is appealing to you, then you should own a business. Same thing. Let's talk about what a franchisor's life might look like. And then you can see if that's a good fit for you. Both Alejandro and Cleaning Nation. So franchisors, you still need the ability to attract clients, but if you're doing a good job, that's not as hard. It's really weeding through clients and picking the best ones. And that's a problem. A big mistake. And I've owned a franchise and I've spoken at franchise events for franchisors and spent a lot of time with franchisors. So I've got more perspective than most, but full disclosure, I haven't owned a big franchise. So this is just my perspective. But I found the good franchisors, the successful franchisors, are more picking the right franchisees as opposed to getting all the franchisees, right? So that's a skill set, is understanding who's going to be successful in your system. The second thing that they are good at is systems. So you've got to be able to have a system to, you drop me in the middle of anywhere, Dalton, Georgia, Tallahassee, Florida, Seattle, Washington, and I can have a thriving, I have the systems that will create a thriving business, or that will allow a competent operator to create a thriving business every time. Repeatable, scalable, dependable systems that don't just work in some markets and sometimes, but work in almost all markets all the time. So that's really what you'd have to focus on. And if you feel like that's something you'd enjoy doing, God bless you. That's a good franchise model. And the way you find out if you can is you open a store and you've already got 2/3 of it. I'd want to see one more company-owned store that was successful that you didn't have to run personally. But once you had 3, if you said, I really enjoy creating these systems and giving support to other people, because you're really moving from operator to coach, right? Instead of having to do all these things and build these, you're still building community, but you're building a community of owners as opposed to a community of workers. And it's kind of like the difference between hiring people and, like, if you're a pastor and you're trying to attract people to your church, right? You can't pay them. It's a community. You're building a community, or a community activist. Doesn't have to be a pastor, but you're really building a community of people that aren't paid to be there, right? With franchisees, they're actually paying you to be there. So that's the big thing. If you love building a community, you love coaching, you're able to create systems that are duplicatable, scalable, repeatable, and dependable, and you're okay understanding that being an operator is very different, it could be for you. The one caveat is, other than understanding it's not the same as operating, is it can take a while. Because again, if you're going to get, you know, a lot of times you get 10%, 5% goes to an advertising pool that you share for everybody, you get the other 5%. So if you've got, you know, $250,000 company, you're only making $12,500 from that guy or gal a year. So, and you have to serve him, right? Or her. You have to provide help. So I found oftentimes, and the franchise people can tell you this, before you get to 100, it's hard to make a lot of money. So 10, 20 franchises can be tough because they need a lot of service and there's not that much money. And so it's not a short-term gain. So if you're like, hey, I'd like to make $150,000 a year without a lot of work and I'd like to do it tomorrow, franchising is not your gig. If you're saying, hey, I'd like to spend a decade really building something amazing and then sell for an eight-figure exit, you know, $10, $20 million, and I'll work like a dog between now and then, franchising might be your gig. But if you're like, hey, I just want to have four or five franchises and have them do all the work and me make all the money, I've not seen that work. I'm not saying it's not possible, but I don't, that's not a plan I would set out thinking it was going to be successful. So that's me talking a lot. Did I answer your questions? Go ahead.
Then I do have a question. How about if you treat your employees like owners and completely train them and then open a franchise with them, open their own office and, you know, they're their own managers, but it's your own company and then build it that way.
So good question. The problem is either they're an owner or they're not. You can treat an employee like an owner, but when his partner gets a job in Dalton, bye. When he has a bad day, when the hard part happens, you're done. Now what do? You got to find another kind of owner. If he owns it or she owns it, now it's different. Like if they leave, it's like, that's on you. I'll just go resell that franchise to somebody else. But if they, so you, it's different. If you own it, you'll find, you know, it's funny, like when people have company cars and people drive their cars, their personal cars, and their cars are in great shape, but somehow the company car gets abused. What's this about? It's all about ownership, right? My stuff, I take care of. But if you just give me the company, or let me use the company car and say, hey, treat it like your own, some will, some won't, not a good plan. So no, I've not found that working, just treating people like owners. It is, just know that you're going to have to deal with every 6 months or 6 years, depending on who you got and what their situation is, you're going to have that emergency of, oh crap, I've got to go replace this guy or gal.
I get that. Okay.
Cool. Any other questions in that universe before we hit the lightning round?
Nah, that's it. All right. Good.
So what's with the Alejandro Greer Coronado? What makes you think you get three names when the rest of us get two names? What's going on over there? Is this a Dalton thing or what do we got?
I'm Mexican. I could have six.
I like that. Proud. I'm Mexican. Screw you. I could have 20 if I want.
You know, it is what it is. I'm proud of it.
That's the best answer. I'm Mexican. I do what I want. Screw you, white people. Best answer of the show. So is that all of your names or do you have more that you, that like you don't introduce?
That's it.
If I wanted, now I'm a white guy. Can I start introducing myself as Michael George Campion or is that like, no, you got to be Mexican to pull off the Alejandro Greer Coronado?
That's pretty cool. I think that's cool.
Okay. So I could pull it off. It's not a race thing. It's just a boldness thing. I just have to be bold enough to be like, I'm using all my names.
That's your name, right? That's my name.
Okay. All right. I like that. You're like, cause I want to, that's why. All right, good. All right, now I know. The problem is I don't have a cool name. If my middle name was Greer, I'd probably start doing it. But my middle name is George. It's not a good
look. See, my middle name is Greer because it's my married name. That's my partner's name.
God, all right. So you got to see, you have a whole different situation going on. I'm married, but I'm not one of those guys who can take, I'm married to a woman. I'm not going to take my wife's name. So, all right. See, now it's too confusing. You've got a whole dynamic not going. I liked it better when you're just like, I'm Mexican, I'm using all the names I want, screw you. I'm going with that answer because it's more fun. Everything else is confusing.
You should have left it alone.
I should have. I probably, you're right, I probably should have. People tuning in are like, I thought this was a coaching show. Why are we talking about it? Why? What happened? All right, we're way off track. Obviously, I have lost control of the show, as is my custom. We're going to hit the lightning round. Alejandro Greer Coronado. We'll be answering three questions.
You go.
Yeah, you got to say angry, I think. I feel like that, for me, it's more fun with vigor. He's going to answer three quick questions with three amazing answers. Question number one, Alejandro Greer Coronado, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Make the impossible possible.
Love it. Absolutely. Flip side, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that the rest of us knuckleheads can learn from?
Groupon.
I have. I wish I could say that's the first I've heard of this, but it is not. I've. You're probably the fifth or sixth case I've heard of Groupon not going well. Sorry, Groupon. No, not knocking you. Just telling it like I see it. All right, Alejandro. Or I'm sorry, Alejandro Greer Coronado. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away? Something really easy to implement that they can put into practice immediately as soon as the show's over to help them improve their lives or their business just a little bit.
I guess treat your employees well. They're the ones that make the money for you.
Hard to argue with that. And you can start that tomorrow. Like just today, as soon as you're done, Cleaning Nation, go out there, find the closest employee, your employee, not other people's employees, and give them a hug and tell them they're awesome. I like that. Good job, Alejandro.
Yeah, pretty much say thank you. Call them and say thank you for your job. Thank you for what you do. They're the ones out busting their butts, not you sometimes. You know?
Are wise beyond your year. And I got to tell you, the cool thing is, because I've had $100,000 a year employees and I've had $10 an hour employees. The $100,000 a year employees are kind of used to being treated nicely and with kindness and like, we appreciate you. Because usually to make that kind of money, you have to bring a lot of value to an organization. So that they appreciate it, but it's not a big deal. The $10 an hour employees, I have found more often than not, they've been kicked around, not loved, not respected, not part of a community. And when you kind of show that recognition, that appreciation, it goes so far, way more than money, way more than money.
Yeah,
I found that you just really appreciate people as human beings and the contribution they're making on your behalf. They'll stick with you far more than just throwing money. Not that money's bad, but if you can only pick one, recognition or money, I'd pick recognition. Alejandro Greer Coronado, you crushed it, man. Thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for sharing your passion, your vibe, your story. Thank you for putting up with me, first and foremost.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, great to have you, brother. I appreciate you, Clean Nation. Appreciate you. Clean Nation, if you want to check out Alejandro's show notes page and everything that I have ever done in the last however many years, to help you grow your cleaning company. It's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Tons of resources. Check it out. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.